I'm now joined with Deputy Mayor of Fingal and Green Party Councillor Daniel Hooley to speak about the benefits of having a directly elected mayor. Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you keeping?
Yes, very well. And yourself, Daniel?
Good. Doing well.
That's good. First of all, Daniel, in your view, how would a locally elected mayor give more powers back to the council in terms of waste management and water issues?
Well, it wouldn't be towards the four local authorities. The idea would be that having one directly elected mayor, one, I guess, executive, and then their staff, means that we can sort of reduce the idea of having four levels of bureaucracy of four Dublin local authorities, and able to put that in one power where you could have, for example, when we say waste management, potentially in all Dublin, a waste management company, instead of having maybe potentially four local authorities trying to handle their own waste management, and the cost of each local authority, maybe they can't handle it, but if it was under one authority, it could be much easier. We say around water management, we've seen the issue where in Fingal, where sometimes handling water queries is kind of is a bit hard because the engagement from Irish Water isn't great. And I assume that's the same across all, the other four local authorities. Having it under one body means that it's harder for Irish Water to maybe avoid some issues, some queries. And particularly, again, when we see that some of the issues to houses coming on stream is access to these amenities of water and sewage, that having one local authority where housing could be under the remit and we could have a Dublin housing strategy, instead of having maybe four different housing strategies across four local authorities and four different ideas and visions, means that it's easier to do things and we're removing layers that could be there.
Okay, and what would the benefits be in terms of community engagement in that regard?
Well, the way I see it, as probably one of the youngest councillors going, the thing that me and a lot of my peers my age have noticed is the lack of nightlife in Dublin at the moment. It's almost like a running joke that we're replacing our clubs, our pubs, with hotels. And I would hope that when we see in Dublin City the idea of a nighttime task force and a night, that one of my colleagues, Claire Byrne, was pushing for a nighttime mayor, that is great in Dublin City. But we don't have the same energy out in Fingal because it's a more suburban area. Having an all Dublin approach where you could take that energy, that idea, and those resources and go, oh, maybe in Swords you could have something out there, or in Dublin 15 you could have something out there. And the same approach could be had for South Dublin, for Dublin near Rathdown. And in that perspective, you could improve the nightlife across the city and decentralise it, rather than having everything in Dublin City.
Yes, I got you. Ireland currently lags behind much of the EU in terms of local funding, with only 8% of public spending at local government level. And this compares to the EU average of 23%. What are your views on this in terms of having a locally elected mayor to address the issue?
Well, this is at the end of this, money talks. And this is a great example of that. For better or for worse, a lot of our money and our powers are in Leinster House. And that means that TDs have an awfully big say for what happens at a local level. And it means that a lot of responsibility falls on TDs. I think maybe reducing the amount of responsibility on TDs and increasing funding to for example, a Dublin directly elected mayor means that when we are tackling issues like housing, that there is a budget while also the legal backing to go, yes, we can do X, Y, and Z, and that there is one housing strategy. It also means that whoever is the directly elected mayor is held accountable every 5 years. As we see, we have four chief executives and their managers, and I have a great working relationship with most of them, but they aren't held to account the same way politicians are. It also ensures that there's a set agenda across Dublin. Housing is an important one, but also if we look at public transport as a green, could you imagine how revolutionising it would be if we had an all-Dublin approach to public transport? Then instead of transport for Ireland, you'd have transport for Dublin, and we could see stuff like Metrolink, Bus Connects, the DART, as well as other Dublin bus ideas under one remit, and therefore the National Transport Authority could focus on everywhere else in the country where there are also lacking public transport options.
Okay, see what
and
you're coming
way,
from.
I think, that really helps Dublin as a whole, as well as the rest of the country, because then the focus from national government isn't just on Dublin, it could be on other areas.
Okay. Daniel, a similar proposal was put forward back in 2014, but many Fingal councillors at the time were against it on the basis that it would have stripped powers away from the local council and enhanced the role of the Minister for Local Government at the time. What do you make of this?
Well, they probably were right. 2014 was a different time. I was a wee one at that stage. So when you think about that, they probably were right in that it would strip powers from local authorities if a directly elected mayor wasn't done in tandem with reforms to local government as a whole. And I think if we were to have a directly elected mayor, you'd have to see other wholesale reforms in local government to ensure that, that if we were to have a directly elected mayor, you still maybe, the idea of having four local authorities may not be as appealing, and maybe having one or two might be the way to go. I'm not quite sure. But the idea of just having a directly elected mayor and then the four local authorities under the current remit probably won't work. One has to go in tandem with another. And I think that's been something that many councillors would say across the board. The local government isn't really working. That councillors do not have a lot of power. A lot of the power that does fall on local government is in the hands of executives. And it becomes harder and harder to work and to get things done when councillors and executives clash. Because executives do win at the end of the day, despite councillors being elected and then being the people who have to face the music every 5 years.
Yes, I see. And in your view, Daniel, how often should democratic voting take place for the mayor going forward?
My dream scenario should be we have local councillors elected at the same time as we elect a directly elected mayor. So every 5 years. Now, obviously, maybe 2024 is way too close. It's only just around the corner. But we know that at the end of this year, we will see a citizens' assembly on what a Dublin directly elected mayor would look like. And I'm hoping that we can at least have some sort of plebiscite or a vote from the people of Dublin agreeing to that. And then maybe we could have a directly elected mayor after that, whether that's maybe 5 years later or having a smaller first term and then a 5-year term afterwards.
Okay, so basically this means that the term for a mayor would extend from 12 months to 5 years.
Completely. Well, currently at the moment, and I'm saying this as a deputy mayor, the mayoral term and the mayoral responsibilities are kind of very ceremonial, bar chairing meetings, which is very important, and especially when we're heading into our development plan meetings where we set the agenda for the next 6 years for how we use our land and how we do things around the county. Beyond chairing meetings, the powers are quite limited. And I think maybe just expanding that to a whole Dublin is not the way to go. And that's why it's important that if we do have a directly elected mayor, they must have the legal responsibilities and backing to do these ideas that I have in mind around housing, around community, around transport, around waste management.
Okay, and would the system need to be changed in terms of political party agreements? Like, for example, mayors for this year represent the Labour Party, and it was Green Party last year. Could we see mayors like from the same party for 10 consecutive years, or actually even the same individual if elected democratically?
Well, in this case, I don't have an issue with that, because I trust Dublin and I trust Dubliners to elect the person that represents them best. And I don't think when it's a one-person job, I think the best person will get the job. And I trust City of Dublin to choose us. I don't think the issue of where you have parties being a real issue, particularly when it's paired when you could have European and local government and council elections. Because the same ideas of parties and party policy will still pop up, but the candidate will obviously be different. We have a huge positivity around elections in Ireland, and we see all the time how you could have, we see people that could vote for a Green in a council and then maybe Labour as mayor and then voting for Sinn Féin for the European elections. It's never been an issue, and I don't see how it's going to be an issue here.
Okay, you recently asked the council to establish a working group to discuss the proposal on this issue. What kind of response did you get?
Well, the issue with COVID, and it's generally been an issue for a while, motions take a long time to get to. So I haven't heard yet. I believe the next council meeting is Monday week, so I'm hoping that by then I could finally hear from the council. But I expect a positive response, and I expect my fellow councillors to back me with this, because I think COVID has really shown that we do need some changes to the current system in place. I think councillors as a part-time job, despite many working 30, 40 plus hours and a full-time job, isn't sustainable. And we sort of block out a lot of people who could become great representatives, particularly those who have families or full-time jobs. I think maybe changing how we approach governance, how we approach local government, and how we see our elected reps could really help.
Okay.
And this directly elected mayor could be a way to do that.
Okay, right, so we leave it there for today. Daniel, thanks again for joining us, and all the very best to you. Do take care.
Take care, have a good one.